This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My next guest, Larry Kudlow, is a conservative broadcast news analyst, economist, columnist, political commentator, and radio personality. He's a financial news commentator on Fox Business and served as the director of the National Economic Council during the Trump administration from 2018 to 2021. He can be heard Sundays right here on KNSS from noon to 3. Larry, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you.
Let me start with what's been happening on the international stage. The president has been moving, to quote you, at warp speed, bringing Russia and Ukraine to the table. I know you've got a personal relationship with the president. Where do you think that's headed? Do you think we'll see a truce between the two countries?
Well, I do. It's what the president wants. He's a very good deal maker. He's moving rapidly. The events have been very positive. Good meetings in Alaska with Putin. Fabulous meetings in the White House with the European leaders and with Zelensky, who was wearing a nice suit this time, very handsome.
Yes.
And they're working out. The next stage, of course, is Putin gets together with Zelensky. President Trump may join them at some point. I think Trump will push very hard to get that meeting in place. Listen, security guarantees are being negotiated with Europe. The U.S. will not have boots on the ground, but the U.S. will be part of that. Intelligence, maybe air cover. We're certainly selling a lot of weapons to NATO, who will probably give them to Ukraine in their defense. And there'll be some discussions, obviously, about territory. But look, I can't, you know, the president wants peace. He is a peace president. He's negotiated a number of peace deals around the globe. And this is the biggest one. This is the toughest one. And I never bet against him. I think he will get a good peace deal that will have some lasting impact. I'm very optimistic about it.
Do you think the president, and, you know, I know obviously there's the left is mocking him for it, but do you think the president deserves a Nobel Peace Prize?
Of course, he should have had one last time for the Middle East and
right.
The Abraham Accords. But yes, I absolutely think he deserves a Nobel Prize.
Regardless of Russia-Ukraine, I think he's already deserving of one. But if he can pull this deal off, I think there's no doubt.
Yeah, this would be a historic deal. Just, you know, have peace in Europe, very important. It's also very bullish. Gradually, Russia may you know, re-enter the world economic community. It might be a business hub. I don't want to get ahead of the story. I'm just saying I think the president is, he is correct in what he is doing. He is correct to get a peace deal. Nobody's ever 100% happy when you make a deal, but I think he will pull this off.
There's certainly no love lost between the president and the Federal Reserve chair. I saw an interview that you did recently with the current Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent. You asked him if he would be interested in serving as Trump's next Federal Reserve chair. What do you think? I mean, you think that's likely the direction the president would go?
You mean with Bessent?
Right.
I don't know. Look, it's up to Scott. He's a senior advisor. He's done a great job. He has the president's ear and confidence. But I myself think that the reporting is good here. The two Kevins, I think, are the leading Fed chair candidates right now. Kevin Hassett, who's got my job at the NEC, and Kevin Warsh, who was for many years a Fed governor. He's now a Wall Street investor. I think they're the leading candidates.
You don't think there's any chance that the president actually tries? You think he rides out the current Fed chair? You don't think he tries to fire him? I mean, it would just because of the chaos that it would cause.
Well, he's indicated he's not going to fire him.
Yeah. And I think it's just the chaos isn't worth it, in my opinion. But I want to ask you a little bit about some of the tariff revenue that we've seen.
But the point.
Sorry, go ahead.
You may be missing the point. By putting Steve Miron, the CEA chair, on the board, in effect makes Jay Powell a lame duck. And the center of gravity completely changes. You'll have three Trump appointees on the board, and they're going to be a very powerful voting block. And so I think Jay Powell, as I said, is going to be a lame duck, and you're going to get your interest rate cuts this fall,
which is good, which I think is what we need.
I would agree.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Great.
We're talking with Larry Kudlow from Fox Business. Want to ask you a little bit about the expected tariff revenue growth that we've been seeing already. I saw a recent report that said they're expecting $40 to $50 billion per month. We've already seen $152 billion since January. Is there any reason to expect these tariff revenues not to continue to grow?
Well, no. I mean, you're getting a lot of exaggerated numbers, I think. But basically, you're probably looking at $300 billion a year. That'd be my guess. 10 or 12% off a base of $3 trillion imports of goods. And I think that's about right. And over a period of time, I think over 10 years, you might get $3 trillion. You know, the effective tariff has been raised, although it's a little hard to calculate, but it's probably somewhere around 13-14%.
Larry, are you optimistic about the state of the economy overall?
I am. I'm very optimistic. I think the One Big Beautiful Bill is a fabulous bill. Very important business incentives, particularly for building new factories, attracting money, direct investment. Government investment is coming in all over the world. Mr. Trump wants the factories are the key to understanding his whole trade policy. Now, it's going to take a while to get this thing going. It's going to take a while. I think the economy has some soft spots right now. Business is great. Profits are great. Investing in CapEx is really, really solid. So that's good. Housing, on the other hand, is not great. And that's, to some extent, a function of the relatively high mortgage rates. So I think the economy, you're probably running 2.5% in the third quarter. But I think next year is going to be very strong, above 3%.
I saw an interview you did with Rand Paul recently where you asked if he thought there was a chance that we could see more spending cuts in a second reconciliation bill. Do you think there's there's any chance of that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they should. There's plenty. There's actually a good story up on the Committee to Unleash Prosperity website.
Right.
And Steve Moore will be on the show. But they get cut. I think the number was a huge number, 300,000 reduction in the federal workforce, about 15%. I like that a lot. As far as additional reconciliation bills, I don't know. Honestly, I'd like to see it. I'd like to see some rescission bills come through. I think that would be a big plus. Continue the DOGE cutting and use rescissions to do it.
It's not like there's not plenty out there that they could cut if they tried.
That's correct. There's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse. No question. Then there are important policies, but I think the deficit will come down in the next few years quite a bit. Deficit is a share of GDP. Because the economy is going to grow faster. And so I think that's going to be a big plus.
All right. I got to completely deviate. I want to throw you a complete curveball, and I've got to ask something. You know, I see you go on Gutfeld. I see you do a lot of the lighter programming, and they pick on you all the time. And I just have to ask, why do you let that little pipsqueak pick on you the way you do? Tyrus is a friend of mine, and he and I have talked about this quite a bit. I think you could take him. I really do. And I'm waiting for the day that you just haul off and deck him one.
Greg is a very good friend of mine, by the way. I love the guy, and I love the ribbing. And even when I'm not on the show, he puts me up.
Well, they do.
I think he's a terrific guy. He's revolutionized, late night talk shows, and it's all very funny. Tyrus is a very smart fellow also. I like him very much. Look, I love being at Fox. I just love Fox. I do all kinds of things even on Fox News, even besides Greg Gutfeld. So it's all great fun, but I love doing it, and I love Gutfeld.
Well, Larry, if folks want to connect with you, they can find you on X at Larry_Kudlow. And, of course, they can find you right here on KNSS Sundays from noon to 3. I appreciate you again for joining us, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good luck. God bless. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.